Side Hustle School listeners, welcome. What's up? My name is Chris Gillibo. We have just finished week number 28 of season 2. Going to talk about change and reinvention here in this weekly recap. This weekend, I have been out and about. I flew from New York to Doha, Qatar. I was in Qatar a couple nights, and then I booked an award ticket to Vienna. I have not been doing a lot of international travel recently, but back in the day, I used to do this pretty much, you know, at least once a month, if not more. And one thing I've learned is that if you're looking for award tickets, if you're trying to use frequent flyer miles and you're frustrated because you don't see a lot of availability, if you can wait until your travel is pretty close in, then at least on certain routes, it can be very predictable. So in this case, I'm actually not here for an event. I'm just kind of traveling a bit. And so I thought I'll spend some days and I'll go wherever it seems to be the best place to go. And whenever I'm ready to fly back to the US, then I'll find a different way to do that. So this flexible travel style serves me well. It allows me to do my work from wherever I am in the world. And I kind of just built a lot of my life around that. If you're interested in travel hacking, I've got a free course for you. I'm actually in the midst of updating it right now. But in offering you this, it's going to motivate me to go and make sure I have the right content for you. So if you'd like to check that out, as I said, it's completely free. There's nothing for sale. You can go to sidehustleschool.com/travel. Or to make it easier, just send a quick little email. It can be a blank email to travel@sidehustleschool.com. And we will send you the information straight to your email address. Once again, that's a blank email to travel@sidehustleschool.com. All right, in today's recap, some notes on reinvention, which is something that came up last week. We had a voice message from a listener. I think her name was Melanie. And either she said or I said, I forget which one of us it was, but one of us said reinvention is a wonderful word and theme. So I was thinking about that in preparation for recording this episode. If you have not reinvented something in your life recently, maybe you should consider it. If you find yourself in a place where you think, hey, I want to make some changes, you know, the number one thing I can suggest is to start making those changes right away. Don't wait for January 1. Don't wait for some other arbitrary date. Don't wait until you have everything figured out. Definitely don't do that because you're probably never going to have everything figured out. But do, right where you are, just identify a few things, big or small, that you can do right now. So if you could make any change, what would that be? What would you change about your life right now? And what can you change about your life right now? And here are a couple of short ideas for you. What's on your to-do list that you have been avoiding? Can you either get it done or just take it off and decide to not worry about it? Can you change something about your diet or lifestyle or wellness routine right now? In my notes, I said tomorrow, but why not today? Can you look at your calendar and remove 3 events from the next month? If you're finding yourself really boxed in, see if you can do something to buy yourself more time. If that meeting is not necessary to do, maybe take it off so that you can free that time up for something else that is more important. And the majority of our listeners have jobs, so you could also ask your boss for more flexibility. Or depending on your situation, obviously you know your job better than me, you could ask your boss for something else that would help you reinvent, something else that would help you create change. And if you're doing okay and you're like, actually, I don't need to reinvent anything at all, well, I would just say most of us don't have a perfectly wonderful life, so you can always improve. Like, you're probably not ever a 10 out of 10. It's good to be a 9 out of 10 because there's always something you can do better, something else you can improve for yourself and for those around you. So take 10 minutes today and make a decision. Make some small change. That's my challenge for you. And before I go on, let me say thank you to our sponsor. They allow the show to be free to you, and they often have some really good offers. So thank you to them, and let's keep going. In the mailbag this week is a note from Tom. Tom writes in to say, hey, Chris, I read 27 Days. I think he refers to Side Hustle, the Side Hustle book from Idea to Income in 27 Days. Read 27 Days and started a hands-free side hustle using Omni to rent out belongings. Thanks for writing the book. It really helped kick me off the couch and into gear. Can't wait to start something else. Awesome, Tom. Thanks so much and congrats to you. It looks like that resource is beomni.com where Tom is renting out his belongings. I'm not super familiar with that one myself, but maybe some of our listeners want to check it out in case you too would like to rent out your belongings and make some extra cash. I always love hearing from our listeners. If you've got a report, something that's happened as you've been listening to Side Hustle School and working on your project, whether it's a success story or a challenge, I always like hearing what people are struggling with and how we can support one another to overcome some obstacles. So feel free to write in or call in and we'll feature some of these comments on the show. The Hustle hotline is 844-9-HUSTLE. That is 844-948-7853. You can also write to podcast@sidehustleschool.com. You can also record a message using your computer just by going to sidehustleschool.com/about. And then I think there's a link somewhere that says, send us a message. I don't know if it says exactly that, but basically there's a link that makes it clear that you can record a message and send it to us. I would love to hear what you're up to. Most popular episode of the week was number 556, 556 underwear side hustle turns into $500,000 a month business. And not surprising that that episode would be popular. That was a hugely successful project. Like I said in that episode, sometimes an idea takes off. But in this case, actually, I was thinking about it a bit more. Their greatest success was in rebranding, or let's say reinventing the brand 2 years ago. Before they did that, they were successful. They were successful from the beginning. They were increasing their sales 100% each time. But their major, major growth happened after they actually took a look at things and changed everything about how they did their business, their images, their colors, the fonts, how they communicated, all that kind of stuff. So it's really interesting that they were successful before and now they're more successful. I think this kind of illustrates the fact that it's hard to change something that's working, but that's often when it's most needed. So you're on the precipice of something bigger if only you can let go of what you're currently holding onto. Perhaps this is a lesson for life since we're talking about reinvention this week. I also really liked episode 558, five-year-old's frustration leads to modern-day piggy bank. Who knew piggy banks were so problematic? Apparently, the piggy box is the new piggy bank. We also had episodes about artists, two different episodes about artists, number 560 and 557, and one about a musician, an independent musician who strikes a chord with customized love ballads. I believe she has recorded more than 50 personalized love songs so far and also got a lot of media attention because it was a good story. And that's why having a good hook is the most important consideration when you're trying to get coverage, especially from traditional news outlets. They're always about, like, why is this relevant now? Not just why is it a good story, but why does it matter right now? So in her case, she started her project right before Valentine's Day with a goal to do 10 songs in a very short period of time. She accomplished her goal and went on to do much more. We've got a number of interesting stories coming up over the next few days, including one tomorrow. I'll just tell you the headline for tomorrow. It's called Avoiding Toilet Paper Leads to $10,000 a Month Side Income. This is, in fact, a most unusual story, but that's kind of what we do here on the show. All kinds of stuff that you never would have thought about. Now, before I close out for the week, I just want to say thank you to everybody who makes this possible. I'm just the voice of the show, but there are other people working behind the scenes. Senior producer is AC Valdez. We've also got Sarah Barrett doing production, show notes and content management and host wrangling. That's handled by Whitney Karinick, while our community liaison is Jed Chang. And of course, my cat, Libby Yulibo, working the night shift. This show is part of the Onward Project, curated by bestselling author Gretchen Rubin. Just had a call with Gretchen recently, and she was telling me about some fun stuff she's got planned, some big things she's got coming out in the fall for the Onward Project. So, of course, I will tell you more about that as it gets closer. And last but not least, I want to thank you, the listener. You're the reason I make this show. 561 episodes in, I said in the very first episode, if you make the commitment to make this part of your routine, every single day we're making an episode. My hope is that you find it inspiring, but not just that. My hope is that you'll find it helpful and valuable and useful to you. You have a dream. You want to create this new source of income. And I see this show as a practical support, a daily practical support tool to help you accomplish your dreams. Obviously, we have small goals here on the show. All we want to do is make your dreams come true. And if you're enjoying it, I would be very grateful if you just leave a quick little rating and review in Apple Podcasts. It only takes a second and it helps other people discover the show. You can also just pass this on to your friends. Tell them to listen to Side Hustle School because they need more than one source of income too, and they just might get an idea. I hope you'll join me next week. Our episodes go online at 6:01 a.m. Eastern Time every day. My name is Chris Guillebeau, and this is Side Hustle School.